This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's khutbah, we're going to reflect on a hadith from the hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith was narrated in the sunnah of Imam An-Nasa'i and Imam At-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and he took him by his hands. And he said to him, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi, inni la'uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, by Allah, indeed I love you. Look how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam focused on Mu'adh. By the compassion that he showed and telling him how much he loved him. In fact, we look in the hadith, there's three mu'akkidat, three types of emphasis in the Arabic language put on how much he loves Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. First of all, when he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we say, inna, verily, indeed. And then the lam in la'uhibbuk. All of these are mu'akkidat to put emphasis on how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And then he said to him, usik, I will advise you not to leave after each prayer that you pray, except that you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husn ibadatik. O Allah, assist me, help me to remember you, to be thankful to you, and to worship you properly, to worship you well. So what do we gain from this hadith? What does this hadith teach us? And this dua, when do we say it? Do we say it after the salat with the adhkar, after the salam? Or do we say it before the salam and the tashahud? Or do we say it in both places? All of that, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn today, inshallah. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of this dua, he said, Allahumma a'inni, O Allah, assist me. And the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an absolute necessity if we're going to be successful in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awn and the assistance from Allah is the means what helps us reach our target, which is worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be worshipped. And that's why we start this dua with seeking the assistance. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, تَأَمَّلْتُ أَنْفَعَ الدُّعَى. He said, I was reflecting, what is the most beneficial type of dua? فَوَجَدْتُهُ سُؤَالُ اللَّهِ الْعَوْنِ عَلَى مَرْضَاتِهِ. That it's asking Allah to assist us in doing that which is pleasing to Him. ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُ فِي سُورَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And then I saw the same meaning in Surah Al-Fatiha, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that we seek your assistance and we only worship you, Ya Allah. The same meaning. And this meaning, seeking the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be successful in our ibadah, you'll find it throughout the Qur'an and throughout the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله. To focus on that which is beneficial for you and seek the assistance from Allah.
Seek Allah's help in that. Five times a day, when we're called to the prayer, when we hear the adhan, and hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah. The sunnah is to repeat after the muadhan, except for during hayya al-salah and hayya al-falah. What are we supposed to say when we hear this? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, there's no strength, there's no ability except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we make this dua? We know it's sunnah, but what's the reason behind it? Many things, my dear brothers and sisters, we do them as an ibadah, an act of worship, but we don't know why we do them. Why do we make this dua? Because the only way we're going to be successful in answering the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if Allah gives us the tawfiq and the strength and the ability. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bless us, we wouldn't be from the musalleen. So we seek Allah's assistance when we hear the call to come to the salat and to come to the success. We say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we leave our houses, every single day, several times a day, what is the sunnah that we're supposed to be saying? The hadith which came in the sunnah of Abu Dawood, from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that we say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, we rely upon Allah, and there's no strength and no ability except through Allah. The same meaning, seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma, a'inni ala dhikrik. Oh Allah, help me, assist me to remember you, to establish your remembrance. And this meaning also, we find throughout the Qur'an and throughout the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of our need for the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that the dhikr of Allah to the mu'min is like the water to the fish. How much does the fish need the water to survive? And that's how much we need the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, said about his Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, that he would sit after Salatul Fajr in the masjid until midday, just remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turned one day to his student Ibn al-Qayyim and he said, هَذَا غِذَائِي. This is my nourishment, the nourishment for my soul. Because we're in need of that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Qur'an when He called us in the name of Iman, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُذْكُرَ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Oh, you have believed, remember Allah, much remembrance. Not just any remembrance, much remembrance. Remember Allah as much as you can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other verse said, وَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah much, so you can be successful. You want to be successful in this life and the next? It's through establishing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the beautiful example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us in the other hadith. The hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari in Sahih al-Bukhari, where he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيْتِ. Look at the beautiful example. The example of the one who remembers his Lord and the example of the one who doesn't remember his Lord is like the example of the living and the dead. When you're not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? What happens when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts find assurance through the remembrance of Allah. And when you turn away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, he will live a difficult life. And another narration of this hadith, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُذْكَرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتَ الَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيْتِ. The example of the house where Allah is remembered and the house where Allah is not remembered. And all of us take a second before we finish the hadith to reflect on the realities of our houses. Are our houses houses where Allah is remembered? Or do we remember a shaitan and glorify the shaitan in our houses? When we're in a house, do we say Bismillah? Do we say the Adhkar in our house? Do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our house? Or do we have the television stations and the internet looking at things and making them enter in our house, the things which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The house that Allah is not remembering, what did the Prophet ﷺ said? The same thing. Mathalul hayy wal mayt. The example of the living and the dead. SubhanAllah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the easiest deeds that we can do. Everybody can do it. We don't realize the ajr and the reward. Pay attention to this hadith. The hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, which came in Sunan Imam al-Tirmidhi and Sunan Ibn Majah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَضَّلِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَبِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ, he said, should I not show you with the best of your actions? وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ, and the purest to your master. It's the second thing, pay attention. Five things he's going to mention, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith. And the purest of them to your master. وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ, and the one that has the highest in the ranks. وَخَيْرُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرَقِ, he said, and better than spending gold and silver. And then he said, وَخَيْرُ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقَوْا عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ فَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ. He said, in better than meeting your enemy and you hitting their necks and they hitting and them hitting your necks, meaning fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These five things, look at this. What can be better than all these five things? He said, you want to know? أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ, should I not show you? The sahaba said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ, of course, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. This is the status of the dhikr. And this is how much we need the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh, don't leave after every prayer except you ask Allah, اللهم أعني على ذكرك, oh Allah, assist me, help me to remember you, to establish your remembrance. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reminding ourselves how much we need to establish this dhikr in our lives. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَلَى شُكْرِكُ, and to be grateful to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to reflect in the Qur'an. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you try to numerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, and there's no ni'mah, no blessing that you have except it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the reality of the human being? Allah gives us ni'mah, blessing after blessing after blessing. But what is the reality of the humans? وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ, but very little of my servants are grateful. And we talk about asking for assistance, to be thankful for the blessings that we have. All of us just take a second to reflect on what's happening to the ummah, people around the world, and look at the ni'mah that we have here, alhamdulillah. Look at the blessing we're in, look at the safety we're in, look at all the khair that we have. But are we thankful for these blessings or not? Each one of us has to ask himself. And look at the beauty of Islam, and the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's generosity, that when we're thankful, and being thankful, it's not just saying, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, mashallah, alhamdulillah, no. Being thankful shows in our actions, by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying alhamdulillah, but then having shown our actions, being thankful to the one who has given us these ni'mas, these blessings. And what happens when we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَأَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah puts emphasis on it once again, that if you are thankful, I will increase you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from those who are thankful and those who Allah increases in his bounties, in his fadl, his blessings, ya Rabbil Alameen. And then he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَعَلَى حُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, and to worship you well. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come with the word husn here? which is to do it properly, to do it well, to do it as it should be done, when he talked about the ibadah. Why did he just say when he said, عَلَى ذِكْرِكْ وَشُكْرِكْ وَعِبَادَتِكْ? Why did he mention the word husn? To remind us that any form of ibadah, any form of worship that we do, it will not be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless there are two conditions that are met. And that is the ikhlas, the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the muta'ba'ah, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that action. Not the actions that are invented, not the actions that are fabricated, the ones that are only authentic from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, done with pure ikhlas and sincerity to Allah. And what is the best form of ibadah? As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it to us in the hadith of Jibreel, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah as you can see Him, or as if you can see Him. But even if you can't see Him, that He can see you. This is the ihsan. This amazing dua taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And how much emphasis our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put on this dua in the beginning. To have Mu'adh pay attention to the importance of seeking Allah's assistance when it comes to establishing the dhikr, establishing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, and being grateful to Allah for all of the blessings, and to worship Him, husn ibadati, the proper ibadah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be worshipped. When do we say this dua? Automatically, most people will say, after the salat. And we even have the things that have the adhkar on them, and you'll see that this is from these adhkar that you're supposed to say after the salat. However, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala was asked, when should we make this dhikr? Should it be before the salat in the tashahud? Or should it be after the salat, after the salam, when we make the adhkar? Or should it be in both, meaning in the tashahud and after the salat? Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the closest and the strongest opinion is that we should make this dua in the tashahud itself. Why is this? Because we know from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the tashahud, at the end of the tashahud he said, ثُمَّ لِيَتَخَيَّرْ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ مَا شَاءَ. And then he chooses from the dua that which he wants. You find from the dua, from the sunnah, from this, and you implement it here, and the tashahud after you make your tashahud. Also in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. When you finish the salat, then remember Allah. This is the time for dhikr. And if you look at all of the adhkar which come out, it's all dhikr, it's not dua. Therefore, the stronger opinion is that you make this dua in the tashahud, and you make only the adhkar after the salat. And many brothers and many sisters around the world, they fall into a mistake by following an innovation into the religion when they make dua as a group after the salat. Or even, if you don't say it's innovation, if you do it personally, but that's not the time for dua. You have two possibilities. Either after the salat in a group, and that's not from the sunnah clearly. Or you do it individually. Now doing it individually is permissible, but it goes against the sunnah. The sunnah after the salat is the adhkar, to make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, we should focus on making dua in the tashahud before we make the salams, and we should focus on coming a bit early to the masjid if you want to make dua. Before the salat, before the iqamah, when the dua, as it came in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is mustajab, that is answered. My dear brothers and sisters, as we go home today, we need to reflect on the importance of this hadith. We need to ask ourselves, do we constantly say it? It's permissible even to say after the salat. You could even do it in both. We're talking which one is better, is to do in the tashahud. But if you do it then, you do it there, it's all good, inshallah ta'ala. What's important is that we do not leave this dua. How many of us have been praying for years and we don't know this dua? How many of us have been praying for years and we know the dua but we forget it all the time? Because we're so busy after the salat, we have to check the WhatsApp, we have to check this, and we forget the importance of these things. Look how much emphasis the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put on this hadith. Look at the introduction. That shows you this is serious. He didn't just say, Ya Mu'adh, don't forget this dua, make this dua after the salah. He took him by his hands, alayhi salatu wasalam. He told him how much he loved him. So Mu'adh is paying attention now to know the importance of seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering him and being thankful to him and worshipping Allah as he should be worshipped. ثُمَّ اعْلَمُوا رَحِمَ إِلَّا وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ بَدَا بِنَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ ثَنَّ بِمَلَائِكَةِ الْكِرَامِ فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ بِوَاحِدَةٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِهَا عَشْرًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ وَأَنْعِمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَارْضَ اللَّهُمَّ عَنِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ وَعَلِيٍّ وَسَائِرِ الصَّحَابَةِ أَجْمَعِينَ اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اللهم اعداك اعداء الدين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم إنا نسألك أن تكون عونا ومعينا لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار